From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is considering pushing for a revision of the nation's income tax code next year to lower and simplify tax rates and to raise revenues as part of an effort to deal with the national debt.
The general concept of simplifying, eliminating loopholes, eliminating deductions, eliminating exemptions in certain categories might make sense if, in exchange, people's rates are lower. That may end up being a more efficient way of doing business.
The president, in an interview on NPR's Morning Edition, the White House says no decisions have been made yet about proposing any tax code revisions. The president says he's confident that Congress will eventually approve the compromise on tax cuts he's worked out with congressional Republican leaders. NPR's Scott Horsley says that's despite strong Democratic opposition to extending tax breaks for the wealthy.
Mr. Obama said other parts of the deal, like a payroll tax cut, will boost the economy. And he thinks Democrats on Capitol Hill will eventually go along.
The single most important thing we can do for all of our constituencies is to make sure that the recovery that is taking place right now gets stronger.
Mr. Obama also promised to keep making the case for higher taxes on the rich over the next 2 years. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The Senate has failed to advance a measure to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy barring gays from serving openly in the military. One of the key supporters of repeal, independent Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, says the move fell 3 votes short of the margin needed in a procedural vote on a defense spending bill.
Process triumphed over those principles. Parliamentary procedures won over the policies, and as a result, we have suffered a setback.
But Lieberman says he's not giving up. He and GOP Senator Susan Collins plan to introduce repeal of the policy as a standalone piece of legislation. But passage seems unlikely with just days left before the lame duck session of Congress is slated to end. The ceremony at which the Nobel Peace Prize is being awarded to jailed Chinese activist Liu Xiaobo is getting underway at this hour in Norway. NPR's Philip Reeves reports in advance of the event, China has been tightening its clampdown on dissidents.
Beijing considers the decision to award the prize to Liu as an attempt to discredit China and has labeled it a farce. Around 18 countries have decided not to attend, it's thought under Chinese pressure. Liu himself also won't be there. He's in China, serving an 11-year prison sentence imposed after he published a charter calling for political reform. China regards him as a criminal. He's being represented symbolically today by an empty chair. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Oslo.
Student demonstrators in London attacking the limousine in which Britain's Prince Charles and his wife were riding. They were unhurt but shaken after the incident. Protesters smashed a rear window of the car. The students were protesting a controversial hike in tuition at British universities. This is NPR News from Washington. The Federal Aviation Administration's Registry of Aircraft is missing key information about who owns about a third of the more than 350,000 private and commercial planes in the U.S., so aircraft owners will be ordered to re-register their planes. There's concern that the gap in data could be exploited by terrorists and drug traffickers. The Better Business Bureau is warning Americans making donations this holiday season to check out charities carefully. NPR's Pam Fessler reports the group says there are several common mistakes people tend to make.
Experts say donors should check out charities before they give to make sure that they're legitimate and will put their money to good use. Art Taylor of the BBB Wise Giving Alliance says people should also resist high-pressure pitches and giving on the spur of the moment.
You still have time to check that organization out and make sure it's worthy of your money. And believe me, if you don't give the money today, the charity will readily accept it at another time.
Donors can find information about charities at his group's website, good.org. There are several other sites like Charity Navigator and GuideStar. Taylor warns that many nonprofits have similar names, so donors should make sure they're giving to the right ones. And he says don't give old clothes and household items unless you know the charity really wants them. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
An Ohio school district that's facing a $225,000 deficit is serving cheese sandwiches to students who owe money on their lunch bills until they pay up. The policy by the Harrison City Schools does not apply to low-income students, but for others, including some teachers who've been running a tab, they're being served a Spartan meal of bread and cheese, a fruit cup, and milk until they settle their bills. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.